They want to make it so that you back into the spot. So they flip it around so you drive past the spot you want to get to and back into it. Now, it's because they've had like 20 accidents or something like that. 11 of the 20 accidents over the past 3 years have happened because of this. 11 in the past 3 years?
That's like three a year.
Yeah, is that bad? I hope none of them were too serious, but is that bad? For that busy of a street? And like maybe, I don't know, could the fact that, yeah, that it's right in the bar district, could that have something to do with that?
Maybe they shouldn't have any parking spaces there.
So some guy who does this for a living came in and said that he thinks that they should flip the parking spaces around. So that basically, and I see what he's saying, once you're backed in, you can see. You can actually see who's coming and you're facing the right direction and you can get out a little bit easier. So you just pull straight out. You wouldn't be backing out and you wouldn't be able to... So yeah, you would be able to see once you're in that spot. But how ridiculous is that? Because you're going to drive past the space, back into it. People are behind you when it's crowded. They're going to try to pull in head first. It's just, no, not going to work. And on top of that, I just lost it.
On top of that,
I got a little bit too intense there.
Boo.
Yeah, on top of that, I don't like it. Not at all. No, what I was going to say is, it makes it look like you're going down the wrong way of the street. You know, it's a one-way street. So someone from out of town
freak out
can go down that street and be like, whoa, what am I doing? And then, like, try to do, like, a 360 or something and then...
Smash.
And then smash.
Right into Pizza Hut.
Yep. Right into the front of Pizza Hut. I mean, come on. Terrible idea. Yeah. So, are you with me on this? That this is just one of the worst ideas?
That's quite silly.
I think it's a pretty bad idea. It's pretty terrible. I've never seen anything like that anywhere.
Yeah.
We mentioned this briefly the other day, but it really started bugging me. So I thought I'd go down and scope it out and see if maybe I was mistaken on my thoughts. Not so much. So I thought, hey, you know, let's build on that. And we'll make this guy feel a little better about this awful idea. And we'll all contribute some terrible ideas, like the worst idea you've ever heard. Sound like fun?
Yeah.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What's the worst idea you ever heard?
Hi, you guys are talking about terrible ideas today?
Yes.
All right, just any terrible idea?
Sure.
All right, well, a good terrible idea that I'm thinking of is taking a good port-a-john flooding down one of these big hills out here. that would be a good terrible idea, I think.
Using it as a sled?
Yeah, use it as a sled. Why not?
Are you inside it or outside?
Put it with a little Pam, you know? Get that thing flying.
Pam up one side of it.
Yeah, you know, hopefully you don't roll around on it, you know?
Yeah. You can make it a two-person sled, put one person inside.
Yeah, you can just pile people up on the inside, you know? Why not? Have people riding on the outside so that they can't get out after it starts spilling.
Well, that is a filthy, filthy image.
This is a terrible image.
It is.
Nice, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye now.
See ya. Even a made-up terrible idea. Nice. 539-9750 or 238-0975. I don't know. Maybe someone's tried that. Who knows? Go ahead. What's the worst idea you ever heard?
Yeah, I had a bad idea one time.
What was that?
To make about an 8-foot bong out of a used exhaust pipe and muffler.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, it worked great.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know where in this the group of us forgot to rinse it out. So we got like chunks of metal all up in our mouth. Oh, God. It was bad.
I have a piece right here in my lung. Every time I go to the airport, metal detector goes off.
Yeah, one of those deals.
Wow, man. Yeah, that's pretty awful.
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
Hey, at least you tried.
Maybe if we used new, that meant, hey, there's an idea.
What's that?
If we used new pipe.
There you go. Give it another shot. Let us know how it goes.
All right, man.